What is the human experience? What's your perception of the human experience?
Well, to put it simply, I think we're here to learn lessons in this particular dimension. I think that there are many other dimensions where we exist. But I think here we're meant to meet certain people, we're meant to have certain experiences, we're meant to exercise our free will to create. And I think that humans occupy an important part in the universe. We play an important role in the universe, in any kind of cosmology you can think of. I kind of reject the idea that we're just physical beings who evolved, you know, after hundreds of thousands of years from primates.
Yeah.
And I mean, our morphology did, our bone structure did. I mean, there's truth in that, but there's a whole other dimension to who we are that it goes far beyond any kind of Darwinian evolution or any biomechanistic theories, which can't explain the beginnings of life anyway. So I could go on, but I think that's it in a nutshell.
Okay, well, great. That's actually touched on the second sort of like area we want to look at is, well, then who am I? So if you said to yourself, who am I? You're not the meat in the suit. You're not this, you know, blah-de-blah. Who am I? Who are you? In your truth, in your true essence, who are you?
Speaking to me personally or speaking about people in general?
I'm speaking to you personally.
Who am I? Well, in terms of this interest, I'm beginning to feel like my what I can contribute is a perspective that is broader, I think, or at least attempts to be broader and, you know, fits in a range of UFO phenomena, paranormal phenomena into more of a cosmological perspective on human evolution. So you're talking about who are we? I think we are evolved. I think we are evolving. And we have important choices to make in different directions that we can go as a species.
Okay. Let me twist that slightly. So my truth is that I am a conscious being, a spiritual being, whether divine, whatever name, I'm a conscious being, part of consciousness, the whole, having a human experience. Does that resonate at all with you?
Yes, I think we certainly have much more to us than our physical bodies. I think we have a soul, a spirit. Different systems divide things up or describe things differently, but they all talk about a non-material aspect of consciousness. To me, the interesting thing is the nature of being.
Mm-hmm.
If you have consciousness, that means you have being.
Yep.
I think to use the term consciousness is almost like saying the ocean is filled with water, right? Yeah, that's true. There's no question about it, but how is consciousness broken down? And it seems to be broken down into various beings that are all evolving, whether in the human realm or the animal realm. In many different systems, as the angelic realms, and the Buddhists have their various dimensions of existence, mm-hmm. The ghost realms, the preta realms, the warrior gods, the peaceful gods, and so forth. So there's not one way of describing all that. Yeah, but we certainly are spiritual beings in a physical body. I think the search for meaning in terms of psychotherapy or in terms of sort of my research interests is the most important human quest, is to figure out why we're here, what is our purpose, and not allow ourselves to be limited in thinking of ourselves as purely physical beings or having no purpose, mm-hmm. or being just, you know, the earth being a small dot in the universe. And, you know, we're, it's kind of the Carl Sagan perspective on cosmos. You know, I prefer the Edgar Mitchell perspective on the earth, seeing it as this beautiful living organism. So again, I probably could go on with that, but
that's okay. You've actually touched on another aspect. You know, it leading to like, why am I here? So if we've come to the point we're saying, okay, your truth is You're aware that you're a spiritual being, a conscious being, and that's how you would define yourself, okay? Why am I here? If you ask yourself that question, like, what is the purpose of you, this spiritual being here, doing the research, doing what you're doing, and the journey you've had? Why are you here? Why are we here? What's your truth?
Well, I do believe in karma and reincarnation. Mm-hmm. So that's I think important to kind of put out there. I think most, if not all, major religious systems, either now or at one time, mm-hmm. had reincarnation as an important part of their doctrine. Mm-hmm. And there's different theories, so to speak, of karma and how it works. Even all the Buddhists can't necessarily agree on all of it. But there is this idea that we have multiple lifetimes, mm-hmm. and that we have free will to act, and that creates karma. And over many lifetimes, we develop different connections, different relationships. Some of our interactions are positive. Some of them are not. Mm-hmm. We have, I think, amends to make. For some people, they have to put a lot more work into that than others. Some of that, I think, can only be done in this realm. Karma is a very mysterious thing. It's something I'm studying much more intensively. In terms of Rudolf Steiner's theories and perspectives on karma, Buddhist perspectives on karma, the idea that we have this memory bank that exists, whether you call it the Akashic Records, or some physicists have speculated that plasma, some sort of plasma structure, mm-hmm. Stores all this memory. But what it really comes down to is, in human lives, I think there is a purpose to it. We're meant to have certain experiences. We're meant to be given certain opportunities. We're meant to meet certain people, to work through karma, and for opportunities for growth. It's not, to my mind, a punitive system. I think it's a system where we're given every opportunity to grow.